All right, you got the slides. Let's look at this text. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this day. I thank you for this place. We invite your spirit to be here with us and to move among us and open us up to hear a word from you. In Jesus' name, amen. So who loves coffee? Let's run through these slides. I'm a coffee aficionado. Let's see them. That's the shrine right there. That's the corner of the kitchen. I got the big coffee pot my son got me, fancy schmancy. If I got to go heavy on that, if not, the Keurig one cup at a time. And of course, that's a French press to the left in case you really want to get stout coffee, you go with that. Next slide. I got a dear friend who is a dealer, a coffee dealer with Community Coffee. Keeps me hooked up. Next slide. But there's the Holy Grail, Starbucks. And that's an old school canister. You can't get those anymore. Next slide. And of course, you know, this is one of the sweetest things. I shouldn't tell this, but if you don't buy all the coffee at Christmas time, they put it on half price and I stock up. So pay no attention to that. That's nothing for you to know anything about. Next slide. And of course, you got to have the right thing to drink out of. There's quite the collection. Little shout out to Collier Construction there for that nice cup, but the Stanley on the right. And then next one. Now we're going old school right there. Yeah, that's got me through many hunting trips and makes it kind of difficult. You don't stay in the woods long if you drink one of those, I'll tell you. Next slide. Oh, yes, the Been There series from Starbucks. And I'm still working on that one, but a couple of additions from the international trip this year. Next slide. And, of course, my favorite cup of all right there. And last slide. Oh, next one. Oh, this is the cup right here. My dear friend Sarah Keith Gamble gave me this years ago. And do what? Dear friend. Dear friend, yeah. A little. I didn't intend that, but I will next time. And then next slide. Okay, that's the inside of the cup. Here's the deal. I want a righteousness that surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of law. I want that for me. I want that for you. Nothing is important at this institution as our Christ-centered mission. Nothing is as important as you not just looking good, and you do. Shout out, it's not 12th day yet, but we're way up in students and we're excited about that. We're thrilled that you're here. Our faculty want to pour into you. In fact, if you are a faculty or staff member that is willing to help these students in any way, would you stand for just a moment if you're willing to help these students? Yeah. Now, stay up. Stay up. Dr. G said at the beginning when he was talking to parents, the two biggest problems you students will face are pride and fear. That you'll be afraid, maybe you can't cut it, and you'll have too much pride to ask for help. You can look at these people, and they will help you. Y'all can be seated. Thank you. But what we're really concerned about is what you are on the inside. And so the righteousness that surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers' law is really captured in this next verse. If they'll put that one up there. Woe to you, teachers of law, Pharisees, you hypocrites. You clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside they're full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside will be clean as well. So when I shared that picture of all those cups, I have in the past really had a bad habit. I'm trying to get better at it. That's why I have one cup now. But I would have a half dozen cups in my office. And especially, oftentimes, they would be the covered cup. And, you know, my real vice, black coffee has 2 calories. 2 cups is 5 calories. But the venti dark roast is 55 calories, and it's magnificent. A little cream thrown in there, it's magnificent. Unless you let it sit in one of those sealed cups for a few weeks. And I've done it, and what happens when that happens is you get a science project right inside that cup. I got a husband wife here. She's elbowing him on the side. Toby's evidently a kindred spirit with the science projects. And let me see that back one more for that inside of the cup thing. If we can get that slide up again. One more back. There. The inside of the cup. You can just barely see it's a brown cup. My dear friend was really smart about that. You can't quite see the stains. But you know what it's like. If you do have the science project, or you do have the ring inside, or if you do have just that little bit of film in the bottom, you got to get in there and scrub it. And if it's a real mess, you got to scrub real hard. But here's the magical thing. If you really clean the inside of the cup, the outside gets clean automatically. And my prayer for each of us is that we would listen to the psalmist when he said, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." And I would agree with Paul when he wrote in 2 Corinthians 10, casting down imaginations and every high thing that is exalted against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. More than the way we look, our thought lives matter. What we fill ourselves up with matters. And if you are like me, you want to be real on the inside and the out. That's my prayer for you. And those people that stood a while ago, we're not perfect, but we're in this with you. And we will walk with you to try to clean the inside of the cup. And what a wonderful thing then to have you in 4 years, you freshmen, walk across that stage as somebody who is righteous from the inside out. And what a difference that can make in our world. Have a blessed day.